Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. And keep in mind that beginning on Monday, the format of all RBN shows will reflect a new break and commercial schedule. And this is because RBN has signed a contract with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which will be providing 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. And this means that there are 4,000 additional stations throughout the country that are now able to pick up any RBN program. So this is a good thing. Alrighty, our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. That website is wvfoundations.org. Alrighty, you were talking about the plot and how other people perished in this plot. That was, it said a lot about the people who set up the plot, and Hitler's reaction to it said a lot about his character.
Yeah, let's look at this. There was a couple of things. They were using bombs. You know, at one point, Hitler made a military visit, and to Smolensk. Let's understand this, and I want to comment on this. You hear a lot of Hitler's is so maligned and demeaned. Hitler made frontline visits. He was he was the supreme leader of Germany, and he made frontline visits to the Eastern Front. And at one point, the line shifted. And he barely made it back to his Condor, and it took off at a point when the Soviets were actually – their line overtook his airfield. That is an absolute fact. It's in the record. People can look it up. It's even been reported on the anti-German Hitler channel, History Hitler channel. That is an absolute fact. But during the frontline visit to Smolensk, they actually placed a bomb in a wine bottle. And it didn't go off because of the high altitude, the detonation error. But they were doing this because they knew something. They had to concede something that we've talked about on this show, and something that the Jewish media keeps trying to chip away at that they never will. Hitler was immensely popular with the German people, all the way to the end of the war. The German people fought to the bitter end because they were fighting for a much larger worldview. And they knew, first of all, they were cowards. They didn't have the guts to just to go up and just shoot him, number one. But number two, they knew that if they had done that, they would have been arrested and there was just no support. So they were doing this, creating this bombing, and then they were doing what we all talk about as a false flag, Deanna. They had to do a bombing either in the air. The wine bottles was supposed to blow up in the air, his plane in the air. Then they were going to create this false flag and blame it on elements in his own government. And then they were going to substitute a government, the ultimate false flag. That's the same thing with the July 20th plot. They were going to use the Operation Valkyrie. They redrafted it. And they were going to make accusations that elements within even the army and the SS had assassinated, the ultimate false flag. And then in so doing so, they were going to roll out a new government because they knew that Hitler was extremely popular. As a matter of fact, when it failed, von Treskow made a comment just before he killed himself on the Eastern Front, because he actually had been transferred to the Eastern Front. But when he heard that it failed, he actually made a comment to a friend of his, Fabian von Schlellendorf, and he says, "The whole world is going to vilify us now." Well, now, why would he say that? Why would he say that? They're going to vilify us now. Well, he was correct, because when the plot failed and when word reached the German populace that there had been an assassination attempt on Hitler and by members, and when the plotters' names all came out, the letters, the people responded, they were just absolutely horrified by
Indeed. All righty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Rich Andovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to tear life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extend is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest is Rodney Martin. His website is wvfoundations.org, and you're making some changes on your website.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Yeah, the website wvfoundations.org has been completely redeveloped, and it's been a long time coming, Deanna, but as you know, I've had some health issues recently, and so I had to take a little bit. Things were kind of slow, but we finally – that's happening. It's been going in phases. There's some pages added, and it's completely redeveloped. Having to use that pesky slider bar, that's gone, and probably hopefully now our goal and objective is by Sunday evening the final rollout will be done, and I'm really pleased with it. We've had a lot of positive feedback. We also are going to have some new contributing writers that'll be announced, and I really like it.
If you look at the background.
Black, white, and red. The background. Yes. Is actually
yes, it's a flag. Yes.
It's the Imperial German flag. Yes.
Yes.
And then, of course, yes. And so, anyway, we're really pleased with it. Everybody asked me. Everybody said, "You took the old flag waving down." I said, "No, the flag's there. Look really closely." Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. It's there.
Oh, that's cute. That's very good.
Yes. Well, anyway, let me get back to the talk because I really want to get into honoring men, but I really want to dispel a lot of the myths too. First of all, a couple of myths regarding the July 20th plot. One of the big myths is you'll see a myth that says there were 8,000 or something people that were just shot and executed. Well, that number comes from none other than it's all commonly cited William L. Shirer. And we all know William L. Shirer is a biased troll. against National Socialist Germany, and he has no credibility to make those assertions.
Well, he was a Jew who was embedded all during the war, and he wrote the Jewish bias side of everything.
Well, I mean, he wasn't even there in 44. I mean, he left in...
it doesn't matter. He was clairvoyant.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't even there. And in this case, as we did a show, Deanna, talking about the German judicial system. They had a very fascinating judicial system. And, Hitler did. There's this quote, Hitler ordered everybody to be executed. Well, Hitler did make a comment, but he said, if convicted, and I have the quote, he said, if convicted, hang them. Well, guess what? Isn't that what they did at Nuremberg? Except they did a show trial at Nuremberg. There was no evidence convicted. Do you realize that the trials with regard to the July 20th plot were still going on at the end of the war? They had case files. They were still trying. And if they were so vindictive and so illogical, do you realize that a brother of one of the plotters was on Hitler's staff and was actually in the bunker? And he was cleared. Yeah. However, it is fascinating. That is a testament to the German judicial system at the time. In fact, the brother who actually was in the bunker wrote a very excellent book. It's called In the Bunker with Hitler, and he talks about the fact that his brother and cousin was involved in the plot. They were tried and convicted. One of them convicted suicide. He was questioned, and they cleared him. They knew that he had not been part of the plot. Now, had there been this just absolute illogical, vindictive, sweeping execution, they would have killed the brother too. But they were very methodical. You had the People's Court. They make representations. The People's Court, was a show trial established almost just for this purpose. The People's Court had been established for crimes of high treason, a couple of years before. As a matter of fact, the White Rose trials were held before the July 20th plotters, and they were methodical. And as a matter of fact, some individuals who were accused and tried before the People's Court were acquitted. And not everybody who were accused were executed. Some people were given jail sentences, were sentenced to jail. You could actually go into the Bundesarchives and go through a lot of the trial proceedings. And so were there executions? Absolutely. Traitors should be executed. But it was a very methodical process. They went through a very protracted investigation. They wanted to know, one, how deep this went in the military, because they were at war, and they wanted to know, did this compromise the war effort? And, I would submit that it actually was, because you had Wilhelm Canaris giving information to the Soviets on Kursk. The Kursk offensive failed because Canaris was telling the Soviets when they were going to launch it. But, that's another question. But Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Just got an email from someone in Germany who says that, and she's a very smart lady, the bomb that exploded was of English origin. The explosives created different colors than the German ones.
I have heard that, and that is something I'm wanting to research, because that's going to be – if you look on my website, it says upcoming essays. I have two upcoming essays posted. The third one that was going to be posted probably in August is one that I'm going – I believe there is credible evidence. You know Operation Anthropod, where the British actually inserted the agents that killed Reinhard Heydrich?
Sure.
Okay. Now, it is irrefutable. That the British and the White Rose resistance were coordinating. The reason why there were executions in the White Rose case, and this was brought before the People's Court, and I love reading the legal transcripts of that case. These weren't just little college students that were resisting and all of that, because in some cases, Judge Roland Freisler, you could look at his comments. He says, you're just a young kid, and he would sentence them to some marginal case. But in some cases, you had these same flyers, Deanna, that were being airdropped by British planes. Now, why were these flyers? There was clearly a coordination between White Rose and the Allies. That's high treason.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe there is some evidence that you can conclude that the Stauffenberg plotters were connected with the Allies as well, and I want to actually carry that through. I think your comment from Germany, your person from Germany, is absolutely correct.
And she also suggests that Freemasonry had a hand in it.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Just the numbers, 4 times 11, 1944, 3 times 11, 1933. She's made some excellent points here, which she always does.
Let's look at the plotters. Let's look who was running the plot. They were the aristocracy, and the National Socialists were against Freemasonry. They were against those secret upper echelon organizations that like to run things from secret dens, Skull and Bones, for instance. I use that as an example here. Sure. In the United States. So I think there's some credibility. I just haven't gotten that far yet. But if you look at what was happening, you look at the assassination of Heydrich. If you look at this White Rose, and of course they love to paint White Rose as these mean, evil Nazis killing these poor college students who were just taking crayons and writing homemade, resistance flyers. That's not the case. There was this tremendous cross-pollinization with these resistance groups, and I would call them traitor groups, within Germany and the British, particularly the British. The British are very nasty, conniving people. Very nasty.
Oh, indeed they are.
And so I think there's credibility to that. I know it is with White Rose. I know that that's why, because I've had students write me about White Rose, and I've told them specifically why there was executions in White Rose. They were coordinating with the British. We know that the British, were responsible for the Heydrich assassination, and we know that actually they planned. They were thinking about assassinating Hitler. There's sure. actually documents to that, and I think that probably there is some credibility if you follow the documents. I just haven't gotten that far into, Deanna, I like sure. to follow documents. So I'm going to follow that trail.
Right. Yes, definitely.
So anyway, going on, we know the narrative, Deanna. I just wanted to address some of these fallacies. There was a meticulous investigation. These people that were rounded up, obviously, they were questioned. There was a lot of people that were questioned, but these numbers about thousands and thousands, that all came from Shirer. He's bogus. He doesn't have any credibility. There is a plethora of original source documents that can prove that these were all done by trial. Now, in the case of Stauffenberg and the primary people to Bendler Block, they were executed that night, but they were executed under Wehrmacht military procedures. They were convened. Friedrich Fromm convened a court-martial, and he found them guilty, and he executed them, and he had every right to, because they actually barged into his office, arrested him, locked him and another general who objected in a closet, so they knew, he had firsthand knowledge. Now, he was subsequently arrested because it was determined that he knew something. He had some sort of advanced knowledge, and he was actually allowed to be executed by firing squad rather than to be hanged on personal orders of Hitler. Now, bear in mind, if a soldier is convicted, even the Nuremberg defendants had made a request that they be executed by firing squad, a soldier's execution rather than hanging. And so I need to put that in perspective for the listeners. And Hitler granted that for Friedrich Fromm on the basis that he knew he had some sort of advanced knowledge and didn't report it. But the only summary executions were Stauffenberg and those, and that was done by Fromm because he knew it. He knew that they were guilty. He convened the court-martial. But all the rest all went through trials. They all went through investigations. Some, and not everybody who were investigated and convicted were executed. Some were put in jail, and those trials were still going on. As a matter of fact, when Roland Freisler was killed in an Allied air raid, he was in court session. He was in session when the air raid hit the courthouse. So anyway, let's talk about the ones.
Well, we are going to a quick 3-minute break, and so we'll pick this all up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Great segment.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries. ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. That website is wvfoundations.org.
Well, Deanna, right, as continue. You know, Stauffenberg goes into this meeting. Now, he was originally thought that the meeting was going to be held in one of the concrete bunkers, and which means that the blast would have actually all been contained and would have just wiped out everybody. But it was hot that July day in Rastenburg, and you have to have an appreciation for this particular area. It's very swampish, hot, and humid, and they actually moved it to this conference hut. The windows were open, and that probably saved those that lived. That probably saved their lives, most definitely saved Hitler's life. He puts the bomb under the table, and he'd made an arrangement with the communications officer to give him a fake phone call so he can make his exit, coward. And then he goes, instead of going to the phone call, he goes and gets in the car and, waits in the car till the room blows up, and then leaves, goes into the airstrip, gets in the plane, and goes back to Berlin to implement the plot. And I'm not going to get into all that. I actually want to go through the men that he died. As a result, you had several men that were wounded, including Admiral Puttkamer, but there were four that got killed. In some cases, immediately, in other cases, they lingered. In the case of General Rudolf Schmundt, who was chief of staff of the Wehrmacht, he died. He lingered. He died. He actually he died about a month and a half after the blast, and he was making good recovery, but then infection set in, and he died. But who was General Rudolf Schmundt? By all accounts, and there's interviews in the World at War series, which is an excellent series only for the purposes that it interviewed a lot of old Wehrmacht generals, senior generals, and you can actually look at those interviews. But General Verlamont has some comments. He was a very nice person. Everybody liked him. Very mild-mannered, very intelligent. And he was very decorated, very competent, very much liked by Adolf Hitler. And he was severely wounded and eventually died. He was actually born in Metz in the Alsace-Lorraine region. You know, that was a region that Germans regained from France in the Franco-Prussian War. The French took it back in the Treaty of Versailles, and he never left Rastenburg. He died in the hospital there. He served in World War One. Then he remained in the Reichswehr in the interim period before the National Socialists established the Wehrmacht, and he rose to be chief of staff. He was very, very competent, indeed. He received his first major promotion in as early as 1915. He became a lieutenant, and then became a captain, what the Germans would call Hauptmann, in 1931 during the Weimar period. And then under the National Socialist government, he became a major, and then a colonel just before war started in August of 39. And then in January of 42, he became a general, became what they call a general major, and then a general lieutenant in 43. And then he was a general der infantry, and that was his last promotion in 44. He said several decorations, and I won't go into those, but of course he left a wife and he left children. And, you know, these gentlemen, and I'm going to pause here for a minute, you know, they've been marginalized. If you go and try to pull up information on them, you know, where I get my information is I actually go into the war memoirs of some of the other generals like Guderian and Manstein and some of the other ones, you get information about them. But if you go on, you try to get some of the online, they do the bare minimum, because what they don't want you to do is to humanize the fact, because they've made a hero out of the coward and the traitor von Stauffenberg, who tried to kill the leader and the military leadership during wartime. And that's how the civilian population and the Wehrmacht soldiers looked at von Stauffenberg and the rest of them, as a bunch of traitors who attacked the government and the military during a critical time of war. But these people, you know, these gentlemen, outside of their position, he was chief of the Wehrmacht, chief of staff of the Wehrmacht. He left a wife and he left children. Now, interestingly, and I'm going to address this with all of them, as he lay dying, Hitler awarded him additional decorations and promoted him. He promoted him in September of 1944, which was a couple of months after, from general lieutenant to general der infantry. And he did that for a reason. He did that so because his condition was worsening and he wanted to boost his pension for his widow and family.
Oh, now, that's nice.
Hitler did that. Now, and he said that was the reason. Now, let me tell you what the German vassal state. When Germany surrendered, of course, the German post-war German government also assumed the liabilities for German soldiers and pensions and all of that. Now, you know that in the case of Admiral Dönitz, Admiral Dönitz in his retirement only got the retirement of a captain. And I'm using that to give you an example to segue into what they did to these gentlemen who were murdered by von Stauffenberg. The post-war Adenauer government and all the subsequent German, West German government, they said that in the case of Dönitz, he owed his promotion and his career to Nazism. And so they looked back at his last real promotion, and he was a captain coming out of World War One. And so Dönitz did not get the pension of a grand admiral or the president of the German Reich. He got the pension of a captain.
Oh, goodness. All righty. We're going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
That moment of panic, Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. His website is wvfoundations.org. All right, please continue.
So Rudolf Schmundt was the chief of staff, what we call the chief of staff of the Wehrmacht. He was killed as a result of Stauffenberg's bomb. And, of course, he was elevated. He on the day of the bombing, he was a general lieutenant, but Hitler elevated him to general der Infantry, a promotion which would have increased his pension benefits to his widow and children. And as I indicated, what the vassal state, the post-war occupied Germany, did to German veterans, and I gave you the case of Dönitz. They took Dönitz all the way back to captain. Well, they did the same thing to in the case of General Schmundt, when his, you know, for his pension benefits for his family, they went back and looked at his last, what they considered legitimate rank. And remember now, I provided you his list of ranks through his career. I did that on purpose. And they went all the way back to 1931. He was a captain under Weimar in 1931. And then in 1936, under the National Socialist government, he was promoted to major. Well, they basically, under the post-war Adenauer government, they said that he was legitimately a Hauptmann in 1931 and owed all subsequent promotions to National Socialism. So his wife and children got the pension benefits of a captain, and not a general. Isn't that nice of him? And not to mention that he was a murder victim. In the meantime, Stauffenberg, just for the record, Stauffenberg's family got all of the pension benefits, of a colonel, his rank. when in normal cases, you know, he was court-martialed and would have lost, a soldier would be court-martialed, you know, for treason and would lose all benefits. That was all overturned by the vassal state.
Wow.
So it's kind of interesting. The next one I want to cover, Deanna, there was four, Sergeant Heinsberger, and it's hard to find information on him, but he was the stenographer. He was the poor, you know, he was the poor sergeant that was sitting there that was taking the notes of the meeting and the blast. He was killed. But we do know that he was a young sergeant, just a Wehrmacht, you know, enlisted man, basically, actually conscripted. We do know, did some searching, that he had a wife and two sons, and that, you know, by all accounts, he was a loyal member of the Wehrmacht. There was a staff pool, and this is what is so ironic. There was a staff pool of stenographers, and it was his day. It could have been another stenographer, but it was his day, and he reported for duty. And he was taking the, you know, taking the record of the of that meeting, and he and his stenographer, you know, interestingly, some of his notes survived the blast, and that is how they're able to reconstruct exactly when the bomb went off, because he was he had just taken a note. The fact they do know that the bomb went off when they reported the losses of Army Group Center. It had to do from the very, you know, able efforts of Sergeant Heinsberger, who left again a wife and two sons, and was again a murder victim, has gone lost in the post-war Germany. He's all forgotten. He's been forgotten, and he's not held up as anything other than one of those persons who was in the service of the evil Wehrmacht that committed war crimes, so he can't be discussed. I might also add that Rudolf Schmundt, Hitler ordered all of the field marshals to attend his funeral. That is how much in high regard that Hitler held Rudolf Schmundt. It was mandated that they attend his funeral. Bear in mind, he was outranked by the field marshals, but he ordered all of the generals and field marshals to attend his funeral.
Wow.
The next one is General Major Heinz Brandt. Now, he is an interesting one. He was the head of operations of the general staff, almost like a administrative, you know, he was the kind of the administrator. He was also an aide to General Adolf Hützinger, who was actually at the briefing as well. And he actually probably saved Hitler's life. And the reason why is when Stauffenberg made it a point to put the bomb over close to where Hitler was standing, Heinz Brandt bumped it.
Oh, right. He did, yes.
He bumped it and moved it on the other side. And bear in mind the structure of this table. It wasn't just table legs. It was forums that stretched across, almost making a blast wall.
Right.
And so he moved it on the other side, but it was also right next to him, and it killed him. And it killed him. And
isn't that ironic, though?
Yes. In so doing so. But he was another one who Hitler had elevated. Hitler elevated his promotion. He did it posthumously because he died the very next morning. Brandt was so wounded. I mean, he suffered through the night. They performed surgery in the Rastenburg Field Hospital. But the very next when he died, Hitler promoted him posthumously, also for the benefits. People talk about, well, he was doing that because he was honoring his cronies. But there was another reason, and it's in the records. It would increase the pension benefits for their wives and for their children, all of which was voided by the West German government, because all of these, by the way, the family members of the surviving family members of those who were killed ended up in the Western occupation zones. But he was also, I'll tell you something about him. Let's go over his, he was born actually in Berlin. He was a Berlin native. He was born in Charlottenburg, and he actually did not serve in the First World War. He joined the Reichswehr, the post, you know, the Weimar Reichswehr 1925, and he was a cavalryman. And by the way, there is nothing more enjoyable and more watch than German cavalrymen. You can go on YouTube, and I encourage your listeners to do that. Go on YouTube and do a search for German or Prussian cavalrymen, and it is just absolutely awesome to watch. And that is what Heinz Brandt was. Heinz Brandt is also the one, and this is depicted, this is accurate, in that Tom Cruise, horrible Tom Cruise movie. He's the one that von Treskow handed the bomb in the wine, because he was the chief of operations for the Wehrmacht, the operation, kind of the administrative officer. And he was the one that was getting on the plane at Smolensk, and he actually was the one just happened to have been given the bomb at Smolensk. So here you have a situation that in 1943, he had the bomb in his hand. It didn't go off. And then Treskow had to actually go and retrieve it under false pretenses. And then in 1944, he actually moved the bomb and prevented it from killing Hitler. Wow. He had a stellar, absolute stellar record. But he was also a gold medal winner in the 1936 Olympic Games. And that is – people don't really realize that. If you go to SR, the Olympic Sports Record website, you'll see he was born in 1907. He was only 37 years old when he was murdered. But he won a gold medal in none other than equestrian, the equestrian, cavalryman. He won that gold medal. Bear in mind that for all everyone talks about the Olympic Games, what country won the most gold medals in the 1936 Berlin Olympics? It was Germany.
But
he won the gold medal in the men's equestrian jumping, typical for a German cavalryman. And then he placed in several other sports. But you can actually pull up his stats. He was 29 years old in the 1936 Berlin Olympics. So not only did Stauffenberg kill a fellow comrade in the German Wehrmacht, but he also murdered one of their one of their heroes from the 1936 games. You never hear that very much. But he left a family. And his promotion, his posthumous promotion, which was done not only to honor him but also for purposes of pension benefits, was voided by the West German authorities, which I think is rather petty.
Sure,
very petty. There is a question in the chat room about the Valkyrie movie, and I have a comment about that because, as you know, I've talked about, I used to be a pen pal with Rojas Misch before he got very ill and doesn't communicate anymore. And I want to make a comment about that because he was brought to the set of the Valkyrie movie. Let me finish up with the last person of the four that was killed, Günther Korten. Günther Korten was chief of staff, chief of the general staff of the German Luftwaffe. He was essentially Hermann Göring's representative to the general staff and to the conference. Now, he had a very stellar career in the Luftwaffe. He was 45 years old when he was murdered by von Stauffenberg and the traitors. And he served in both World War I and World War II. And he was also a recipient of the Knight's Cross of the Iron Cross. That says something about it. He was born in Cologne. His father was an architect, by the way. And he ended up he served in World War I as a cadet in the Prussian army. He served with distinction. And then give me an example of just of Korten's medals and honors. Give me an example of the type of person that von Stauffenberg murdered. The Iron Cross in 1914, he won both the first and second class. He won the Wound Badge in 1918, in World War I. He won the Cross of Honor. And then the Wehrmacht, he won the first Iron Cross first class. He was promoted twice in 1938. And then he won the Clasp of the Iron Cross second and first class. He won the German Cross in Gold in 1942, the Flying Clasp of the Luftwaffe's Combat Pilot's Gold, Pilot Observer Badge, the Crimean Shield. He took that part in the Battle of the Crimea, which was a horrendous battle. The wound badge. Now let's talk about this just for a minute. He also took part in the Battle of Crete, the conquest, which was done by air and Fallschirmjäger troops of the Battle of Crete. But he also was awarded the wound badge, the special wound badge of July 20th, 1944. Now I'm going to pause right there just for a minute and explain that. There's the typical what we have in the United States, the Purple Heart for soldiers that are wounded in battle. The Germans have what's called the wound badge. They had it in World War One, and they had it again in World War Two, and they look pretty much similar. The World War Two variant obviously has the swastika on it, which was everybody that had it after the war had to turn theirs in and get a generic version that looked very much like the World War One version. But for those that were wounded in the July 20th plot, or even those that were killed, Hitler had a special wound badge commissioned. During the entire what you would consider Third Reich and even the prior period, there are two medals that are the most rare in the German period that you count the National Socialist period. One is the wound badge from July, the special wound badge commissioned by Hitler, which had his signature on it, from July 20th, 1944. The other medal is the special medal that Hitler had commissioned for those that took part in the 1923 beer hall putsch. Those two are very rare. The wound badge that Hitler commissioned for those that were wounded or murdered in the July 20th, 44 plot, the post-war government voided as not being a legitimate wound badge. Which means they basically legitimized Stauffenberg murdering and wounding fellow Germans. Now, let's think about this for a minute logically. After the war, the West German government, interestingly, the DDR, the East German government did not go through and do any sorts of prosecution or anything of former National Socialists. As a matter of fact, they created a separate political organization for former members of the NSDAP. A lot of people don't realize that, and that would be an interesting topic for a different for another show. The East in the DDR, there was a separate political organization for former NSDAP members, and they did not investigate and prosecute former members of the NSDAP for so-called crimes they committed during the NSDAP period, the time they were in power, and time and incidents committed during the Weimar period. Now, this is going to be interesting, Deanna, because here they delegitimized and they basically condoned and legalized Stauffenberg murdering these four individuals which we're talking about and wounding the other, like Admiral Puttkamer, who you know was very severely wounded. You see the newsreels which you see on the History Channel and other channels. You see Hitler visiting the hospital, and the person you see in the hospital bed with the white medicine all over his face, that's the most prominent one you see about the July 20th aftermath. That's Admiral Puttkamer, by the way. That's Admiral Puttkamer. And he did survive. His son is, by the way, is still alive. He subsequently committed suicide, Admiral Puttkamer did, after the end of the war, the way he was so horrendously treated. But his son is still alive and gives interviews every once in a while. He's quite elderly. But anyway, so you have the West German government legitimizing the murders of these four Wehrmacht comrades and the wounding of others. But they then went on a terror. Do you know that they prosecuted German police for the arrest of the plotters of the Night of the Long Knives?
Oh my goodness!
No, there are they put on trial Kurt. I think it was Kurt DeLuga and the other. His name escapes me right away, for the arrest of Ruhm and the others down at Bad Wannsee and other ones. They actually put them on trial for the arrest and the execution of Ruhm and the others. There was actually trials in the West Germany for the arrest and execution of those those coup plotters, the SA coup plotters. But yet you have a situation where they have legitimized the murder of these four individuals, these soldiers who were killed when Stauffenberg put the bomb under the conference table. It is fascinating. The hypocrisy is unparalleled. that they would that they would go back Sepp Dietrich, for instance, he was prosecuted after the war for his part in the Night of the Long Knives, even though the Night of the Long Knives was signed off on by none other than President von Hindenburg and the Reichstag. They held trials for that action, but yet they have essentially said the murder of these four individuals, and let's read their names because their names have gone escaped. Stenographer Heinz Berger, Sergeant Heinz Berger, General Gunther Korten, Colonel Heinz Brat, General Heinz Brat, because he was promoted, and then General Rudolf Schmutt. You never hear of these individuals. They were murdered. They are erased from history.
Wow.
Their murders were legitimized by the West German government.
Too bad. Terrible. All righty. We're going to a 3-minute commercial. Yeah. We will be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Rodney Martin. He is, he is the director of Worldview Foundations, and that website is wvfoundations.org.
You know, Deanne, I know we only got a few minutes left. Let me clarify. I pulled up a BBC news story, and this was just a couple of years ago, you know, when they were commemorating von Stauffenberg and slobbering all over this traitor who tried to essentially assassinate the wartime leader during the time of war and the high command. And this is the German chancellor statement where he's sitting there in front of all of the family members of the traitors. Resistance against the dictatorship began in 1933 when the Nazis seized power. Okay, stop right there. Okay, first of all, it wasn't really a dictatorship. The Reichstag was in session, and, you know, it really, really wasn't a dictatorship. And a poll of German young people about 12 months ago said they really didn't believe it was a dictatorship. But the Nazis never seized power. They were elected, and they assumed power in accordance with the Weimar Constitution, and the quote-unquote Nazis never abolished the Weimar Constitution at all. It was the Allied occupation and the Allied Control Council that abolished the Constitution of Germany, and to this day, the Germans still don't have a constitution. They have a thing called basic law. So if, you know, the German chancellor is a fool. There's my dog has something to say. Anyway, he went on to say tens of thousands of them regarding the traitors were deported to prisons and concentration camps and driven into exiles or killed. That's that William Eyre Shire quote. That's absolutely correct. Incorrect. It's absolutely incorrect. If this chancellor would go on and read their own archives, they would find that it was a matter of no less than 1,000 trials, of which there was only a few hundred executions. The rest were either let go or put in jail. He's absolutely a fool. This was Chancellor Schroeder. This was a 2004 commemoration that I pulled up. So, I mean, this is part of the narrative. You even have the German leaders don't even know their own history, won't even look at their own historical documents. They repeat lies about their own history.
Well, and that's the denazification program.
And they're honoring. I mean, where is the justice for these soldiers that were murdered? You know, these soldiers, you know, where, you know, what is, you know, you got to think somewhere out there watching this idiot honor this murderer is the family of Heinz Berger. There's the family of Gunther Korten. There's the family of Heinz Brandt. There's the family of Rudolf Schmutt.
Well, those families will listen to today's program and know that you are honoring them and that there are people who respect, you know, and appreciate what they did and they understand.
Well, let me close with this real briefly, Deanna. Rojas Misch, who's the last surviving member to have been in the bunker, was brought to the set of the Valkyrie movie. He was introduced to Tom Cruise, and Tom Cruise asked him what he thought of von Stauffenberg, and 91-year-old Rojas Misch says he was a traitor. He killed comrades, and Tom Cruise had him removed from the set. Good for Rojas Misch. Good for Rojas Misch.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Rodney, for being on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Deanna. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you on Monday. Have a great week.